Ozark Radio News, News Team 7. I'm James Hurt, here with Coach Kadem Tharp and Coy Kreitz with Grizzly Baseball. How we doing today, guys?
Good, thank you.
Good. Well, time for the season to get started, which you all had some fall games, of course, but this would be the actual spring season kicking off tomorrow, correct?
Yes, sir. Head to Millington, Tennessee tomorrow, play Northwest Mississippi State.
Very good. Well, how's the team looking?
No idea.
All right. Well,
I
understand how that goes.
They can hit it and throw it and catch it. We'll just see how they can do all that in real time.
Very good. Well, wanted to talk to you all about the complex that we got going. We've talked a few times through there and seeing progress every day. I drive by there every day on the way to work. And how's things coming along over there?
Outside of this weather, I mean, it's rolling right along. Scoreboard came in this week. We've got the stuff to go up on the fence. It's going to be here today. Concrete should get poured next week. Mike Newberry donated poles for the backstop. He's going to put the holes in for those. I mean, it's rapidly improving every day.
Very good. Now, I know you had the opportunity for people to purchase bricks. That go over pretty well?
Yeah, I think we sold, 150
nice.
Bricks.
Very good.
So that was very good. And it gives people something in the community that'll be there forever for this baseball facility.
Absolutely. Well, what kind of other fundraising opportunities? Do you have any events coming up? I know people can go to WestPlainsDugoutClub.com and donate, and would love to have everybody to participate that and throw a few bucks that way, because this is going to be a great thing for the community.
Absolutely. We'll take any donation. There's no donation too small. We find something to do with a dollar.
Sure.
Or anything, big or small, it helps no matter what.
Yeah, and time, you know, people, I mean, we still got to put some bullpens together, and I know we got a lead on some concrete that could be donated, and we're looking for turf. So it doesn't even have to be monetary. I mean, if someone wanted to come up and help us get stuff ready for the first game here, hopefully by the end of the month, I mean, like you said, everything helps. And the dugout club, Jim Peters and Tom Arhafka are still out there, and they've had some really good meetings this week with some local businesses. So, I mean, they're not going to stop till it's done, and we
absolutely
have the whole complex up. And I mean, that includes softball also. So hopefully here in the next 2 or 3 years, we have something for the community that, I mean, it'll be here long after I'm gone.
Sure. Yeah. Well, and it is really shaping up. I know it's been a few months ago we came up and took a tour of the field, and the grass was coming in really well and looking good. I got to get back up there and check it out again. But so you're shooting for the end of the month for the first game there?
That would be best case, I think. The snow put us behind.
Absolutely.
The guys at Twin Lakes Masonry were rolling pretty good, and we had some stuff in line. And then County Line Fence, Eli has that barn and center. I mean, they got that stripped and set up to put new skins on it real fast, and then they've got stopped. So end of the month would be best case, if not probably mid-March.
Okay.
Either way, I mean, the way our schedule's set up, the high school has been a huge help as far as letting us use that if we have to during the month before their actual season starts. So we've got options, and we can avoid playing 48 road games this year, I think.
Yeah, hey, that will be fantastic.
Yeah.
And we look forward to covering several of those games again this year on radio, so we'll have those for you. Well, what would you like to say to the people out there to kind of get them to get on board and help out?
I know it kind of seems MSU West Plains centric, but this is something where I know there's going to be a organization that's starting teams. They're going to use it. I know Coach Brooks will have camps out there for area youth once the softball gets going. It's a legit community endeavor. Like, this isn't just for Missouri State West Plains. This isn't for us and our guys. This is something where my sons are going to play on it, and other people's kids can play on it. And like I said, the right people are involved right now, and we keep getting the right people involved. I mean, it could be a huge stop and something we can build on further in the future. And instead of, you know, these people having to pay to go to Springfield or Memphis or St. Louis, we could have a tournament every weekend there and help, you know, the hotels and the restaurants and things like that. So it's a full community deal.
Absolutely. And then also facilities are going to help get kids here to improve the Grizzly program as well.
100%. Because every school in our region right now is getting some sort of improvement. And I know we started at the bottom of all that. But it's, you know, every kid we brought up there, I mean, we've already got 15 kids committed in this next year class. Everyone who comes up there, just through the work that's been done, they see what it's going to be and what it can be.
Yeah.
And it's really kind of fast-forwarded our recruiting processes so far, just at what it looks like right now.
Fantastic.
And I'll kind of piggyback off of what he said about the community. This will help not just the Grizzlies, like he said, but, I mean, you'll have little kids that can come and watch good baseball, mm-hmm. and maybe that kind of pushes them to want to work to become what the Grizzlies have, you know, and push and make the City League programs better, the travel ball programs in the area, the high school program, and then eventually they go play college baseball and maybe here or wherever they play. As long as you're sending out athletes from West Plains, that's a huge thing. And if it's baseball and if it's because of the baseball field we're building, it helps the whole community out.
Absolutely. Once again, tell them how they can get involved.
You can go to the West Plains Area Dugout Club on Facebook, and there'll be links for Venmo, PayPal. You know, you can message us on there, and we'll get in touch with you, whether it be a monetary means of a donation or whether, you know, you can help out, you know, maybe give
dirt,
us a deal on something,
yeah.
on dirt or concrete or
field
whatever
supplies.
Whatever it is.
Honestly, if you had old rakes and shovels laying around in your garage, I mean, we'll have 40 to 60 hands that can use them. So, like I said, anything can help. And, yeah, if everything's on the West Plains Area Dugout Club Facebook page, all the information you need and who you need to get a hold of to help out.
Absolutely. Well, it has been great to watch it come together, and I can't wait to see it keep progressing, and can't wait to come out and watch some baseball out there. So everybody get involved, get a hold of them through the Dugout Club, go to the website, or if you want to drop by the college and talk to them and find out what you can do to help get this to the finish line. It's right there in sight, and people out there trying to drum up some more donations. So they come by, take care of them.
There's more sponsorship packages available, you know, naming right things. And so we'd love for, if you want to come out and look at the field or something and talk about donating some stuff, we'd love to meet you out there and show you around the place, what we've done on it so far and what we plan to do on it.
Fantastic. Well, guys, thanks for coming by. I'd like to get you back in here pretty often, talk about the season and how everything's progressing with the field.
Yeah, anytime. I mean, I enjoy it, and I know him and his brother and our assistants enjoy it. So,
well, very good.
Get the word out.
All right. Well, people, go to westplainsdugoutclub.com and get to donating. Let's see this thing through. It's a good thing for the community. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.